You may have heard me say this before, but one of my favorite Greek words is the word parable. And I think I like it because it's so easy to comprehend. It makes sense. It's got two parts. The first part is para, meaning alongside, right, like parallel. The second part is bole, as in to throw. And so, a parable is a couple of things thrown alongside each other. And it's one of the ways that Jesus likes to teach, and especially in this part of Matthew's gospel, a lot of parables, a lot of things thrown alongside one another. And the first throw is always the same. In this gospel, it's the kingdom of heaven is like. In other gospels, it's the kingdom of God. But in Matthew, it's the kingdom of heaven is like. And if you're like me, I've heard this phrase so many times. I've heard Jesus throw it so many times that it has become well-worn. And I don't really hear it anymore. And so, when I heard it again this week, it was actually pretty frustrating, infuriating almost. The kingdom of heaven, it is so gendered. It smacks of serfs. The kingdom of heaven. And so this week I have been experimenting. I've been trying to find ways to hear it differently, to shift the key of it, to see if that might shift perception and maybe even response. Good news is so far no lightning strikes, and so I'm going to try it one more time. So, the word kingdom, in Greek it's basileia, it denotes royal power, has to do with the form, the structure, and the power of a government. And so what about this? The dominion of heaven is like the dominion of heaven. It has a kind of Virginian feel to it, which is, there it is. And what is clear about it is that God is in charge. And it's not us. And that can be a good thing. So another possibility, the empire of heaven is like. The empire of heaven. And this one, I never could quite get there with this one. And I think it's because I had a difficulty reconceiving the notion of empire to be reflective of righteousness and justice and peace. Just couldn't get there. And maybe it was because I kept hearing the heavy breathing of Darth Vader whenever I said it. Well, what about the Commonwealth of Heaven is like? The Commonwealth. And I found that really grew on me as the week went on. And I think it's because it's economic in nature, it's communal in orientation, and still I was wondering, in this Commonwealth of Heaven, is it clear enough that the Prince of Peace is in charge? And so then I came to this one, the realm of heaven. The realm of heaven is like. And I think this is the one that I've spent the most time with because it harkens back to an ancient form of governing. And it has a sense of place to it. It's like if you came close to the realm of heaven, when you crossed over the threshold, you could feel it. So, The first throw that Jesus makes is the realm of heaven. The second throw, this is the one that always gets us, surprises us, shocks us, and actually it should, because that's kind of what parables are meant to do. The second throw is always something that we don't expect. And so that's what I would like for us to get into today with these parables. The realm of heaven is like. Now, to do this, I have great respect for the pearl of great price and for the hidden treasure and the dragnet and the scribe, but I'm not going to preach a five-parable sermon. You may thank me for that later, or not. We'll find out. But I'd really like to focus on two, just this pair of parables that we have at the start, the mustard seed and the leaven, because I believe they give us a glimpse into what this realm of heaven is like, and one that we particularly need to hear right now. So the infamous mustard seed. To start, would like to make clear that what we are not talking about are those, you know, beautiful small bushes with the electric yellow flowers that we'll see, say, in Napa and Sonoma setting off those vineyards. This is not that plant. Different species altogether. This species found in the Middle East can grow up to about 8 feet high, very large, from a tiny, tiny seed. I mean, this seed is like a bit of cracked or ground pepper. It is so tiny that you can almost miss it. And it was something that ancient Jewish law said to not plant in a garden, because you were not supposed to mix seeds. And this was so wild, so invasive, that you were not supposed to put it in a garden. The realm of heaven is like infiltration. At the very least, the realm of heaven is like a mustard seed that you don't even realize when it has entered in, and it grows so quickly and so large beyond all expectation, and often in the places where we least expect it. The leaven. Now, I realize that there are some translations, like the one we just heard, that use the word yeast. Poppycock, I say. I do, and I say this with great purpose, because this is not what we're talking about. Yeast is this thing that we have domesticated, and it's great. We keep it in our refrigerators, and we have envelopes of it, and we rip it open, we put it in warm water, and it bubbles, and it goes into the dough, and that's fantastic. But that's not what we're talking about in this text. What we're talking about is leaven. And what leaven is when you would make some dough, and then you would break off a chunk of it, and you would put it in a dark place so that it would ferment, turn sour. And then, when you added it into your next dough, it would rise. But it was very dangerous, because you could actually, that fermentation could go so far as to be poisonous and even fatal. And so it was for this reason that in the ancient world, leaven was actually a symbol of corruption. The realm of heaven is like corruption? In this parable, the woman who is baking takes this leaven and hides it in what we now know as 50 pounds of flour. A huge amount. And the leaven goes to work and slowly mixes and spreads and rises this flour into enough dough to bake bread for an entire wedding feast. Do you wonder why Jesus tells parables like this? Can't we just get a little straight talk? You know, just keep it simple. And I think that Jesus does. Jesus does this in the Sermon on the Mount. But in this part of Matthew's gospel, we're now in the 13th chapter, about halfway through, Jesus shifts into teaching in parables. And it's actually earlier in this chapter that he tells us why, but in our lectionary cycle, we don't get to hear it. So when he's asked, why are you teaching in parables? This is what Jesus says. He says, well, let's go back to Isaiah. Right? He takes something from the old and brings it into the new. He says, the people, they are hard of hearing. Their hearts have grown dull. They have shut their eyes. Otherwise, if their ears could hear, if their eyes could see, if their hearts could understand, they would return. I would heal them. If their ears could hear, their eyes could see, their hearts could understand, they would return and I would heal them. This is why Jesus speaks in parables, to jar us loose, to help us to perceive. Because we look around, but we do not see what is taking place around us. We hear each other and the groaning of creation, but do we listen? Our hearts, it is so easy for them to become dulled. And we are in need of healing. And so, the realm of heaven is like, the realm of heaven is like out of our control. It is subversive. It is invasive. It is unpredictable. It is extravagant. And these are not characteristics that we normally embrace as ways that we want to live into the life of God. They are unnerving. They're discomforting. And yet, the way that we know that we have crossed over this threshold is when our lives change from the inside out. When we come close to these wild places. And yes, the realm of heaven being corrupt, unclean. We're not ready to hear about profligate farmers and obsessed merchants. But what if we lived in a world where the birds of the air needed protection? What if we lived in a world where the body yearned to rise? Well, then a mustard seed and some leaven might be just what the realm of heaven is calling for.